Yeah, this is Willie Terry, Roman Labor Correspondent, still at the Black Expo. And I'm here with Anthony M. Getty, who is co-founder and president and CEO of the Upstate New York Black Chamber of Commerce. Talking about black businesses, well, this is the one person I think I should be speaking to. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing good today, thank you. Yourself?
All right. Yeah, feel good, you know, Black Expo in town.
Yeah, second annual Black Expo.
So, before I get started, tell me something about yourself, you know.
Born and raised here in the Capital District, lifelong Albany resident. Left to go to school, came back, and decided to stick around for a while and, you know, see what's going on in the Capital District. And kind of got brought into this conversation about black business and what, not just what we were doing, but what we needed to do, what we wanted to do better. And so that's how the chamber kind of came to be. But something I thought my hometown needed. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, have an organization that would help black businesses. Being an entrepreneur myself for so long, I kind of know, you know, when I started this life, there were a lot of things that I didn't have that I wish I would have had now, like a black chamber or mentors or access to information or other resources. So that's pretty much, you know, why I'm here.
Okay. So now you just said you are an entrepreneur yourself, and now you are president of the Upstate Black Chamber of Commerce. Now I heard the Chamber of Commerce, but it wasn't black, it was the other Chamber of Commerce. Right? So tell me, what do the Black Chamber of Commerce do for black business?
Sure. Well, our number one priority is to advocate on behalf of and provide support to black business owners and, you know, black communities. We also assist other minorities, women as well, and business in general if they're looking for an opportunity to grow their businesses or build their customer base through our organization. We are also an organization that focuses on inclusion and diversity as well.
So that means that if I'm a person thinking about establishing a black business, or I already have to have a black business?
No, you can be at that idea stage and become a member, and we can kind of help you take your idea from idea to execution, helping you understand, is it a viable business opportunity? What will you need to take that idea to the next stage to help you develop a business plan, work on your financials, look at your credit, all these various pieces. So sometimes coming in with just the idea stage is even, you know, it's almost better sometimes because you're dealing with kind of a blank canvas and you kind of have an open mind where you can really, you know, ask questions and learn more at the early stage, like getting in on the ground floor of an opportunity. So sometimes that's also a good thing.
Now, do you do this through seminars, workshops, if somebody wants to get involved with,
sure,
and learn?
You know, well, being that we're a relatively new organization, not even a year old yet, we are starting to put together what our 2020 programs and events will look like in terms of offering workshops, focus groups, seminars, events where these type of opportunities and information and resources will be exchanged. So look for more programs around the things we're looking to work on in the coming year.
Now, how important is it for the economic development of the black community, for black people to have black business in the community?
I think it's very important. I mean, not just from an economic standpoint, but also from a sense of, culture, community, pride. Having a stake in your own business gives you a sense of responsibility as well. If you start to build your community around the economics and the workforce, that builds up the community. So people transition from renters to homeowners. You're talking about equity. You're talking about generational wealth, things that other cultures may take for granted that we have to start kind of planting our foot a little firmer in the ground and start building our communities with a little more sense of responsibility and accountability to ourselves first before we start looking outside for any other type of support. You have to, you have to own it. It's very important.
Well, one of the things, that people talk about, down through history is that, in the black community, anybody could come into the black community and open up a business, but blacks can't go into anybody else, hardly anybody else's community, open a business. And they're saying that, well, that won't, it have to be, gonna have to be some crisscross for us to, you know, get that economic development.
Right. Well, these cultural divides, you know, they, you know, they're so ingrained in us, unfortunately. Certain things have kind of just been put in place that provide additional barriers. But at the same time, you know, we still have to stay committed to what the purpose is. If we're looking to kind of build a business in another community that may not be as welcoming, it doesn't mean you shouldn't still pursue that. You know, but first and foremost, though, look in your own backyard and try to build your business where you are. I think it's just important.
Well, I think one of the things that people say is that a lot of the property that's in the community is not owned by black people, you know, that we still owned by outside forces.
Right.
And a lot of things that people talk about today, and that's a big issue on the black agenda, is gentrification, you know, and that what's happened is that a lot of the businesses are moving out of the, you know, that within the black community that we didn't control, they're moving out.
Right.
And not only that, they, you know, they, those where they moving in, they moving in, you know, building big structures. And some of those structures, especially housing, that we can't afford. So we're just trying to say, how do we kind of take command of that, or how do we kind of deal with gentrification in terms of putting blacks into business?
Well, I think first and foremost, you have to kind of look at it from a perspective of you still have an obligation and an understanding and an opportunity to go take back your community. If others are looking to, you know, push you out, then maybe there's an opportunity there for you to kind of say, you know what, I want to do something so I can stay. So it still requires a more proactive approach. For someone to push you, you have to kind of give some ground to be pushed. So what are you doing in advance that's more proactive? Are you looking at the vacancies? Are you looking at the conditions that allow for things such as gentrification? So I'm more of a proactive mindset. You can, it's always easy to sit back and say, well, what happened was, as opposed to I look at it like, well, what could happen is.
So is it, or should black business also, if you establish a business, you also should be involved politically in your community? Is that necessary?
I think there's always an obligation to be aware, civic-minded, engaged, knowing who your elected officials are and what they stand for. What, you know, are we just giving away our vote without any type of accountability to the ones we're voting for? I think it's all of our responsibility to not just vote, but to know who and what we're voting for. So a lot of people went through a lot of things for that right to vote. And with that comes a certain level of responsibility and a debt of gratitude for the things that we don't have to go through that, you know, my great-grandparents and moving backwards had to go through just for us to sit here and say, I'm not voting. That's kind of irresponsible.
Yeah, there was a time, you know, when there were cities that did have vibrant black businesses and black communities, you know, before, you know, all the racism and all the stuff happened. So now, in Albany, we're upstate, we're supposed to have a sort of progressive government, Governor Cuomo, and I think in Albany, the mayor. How are they responding to blacks going into business? Minorities getting business contracts?
You know, I can't really speak for them to know exactly, you know, how they feel or what they think, because right now our focus is on what we think and what we feel and what we need to do for ourselves.
So you don't advocate black businesses also looking into going to the government, getting contracts and stuff from the government?
Absolutely. That's a priority, is a contract procurement. What I was referring to more is being overly concerned with having them advocate on our behalf. And that's a subtle difference in terms of the conversation. As much as we respect what the people who are in office are supposed to do, we as a community cannot or should not say what you should be doing is when we're not doing what we should be doing. So before I can take our organizations and our platform and our issues and concerns to outside of us, I'm more concerned about what we think within. Like, you know, how responsible are we for our own communities and our own businesses? Are we supporting black businesses? Are we paying black businesses for what they do? Are we taking our money outside of our community and spending it elsewhere? I'm more concerned about that at this point, while also getting a feel for the political landscape, which is just as important. But that's not my priority. That's not our organization's priority. We're more about holding ourselves accountable and being more proactive than looking to blame outside of us and being reactive. What can we do for ourselves?
Well, one point I said that is that, because you notice a major corporation, big businesses, they always engage politically, even though you don't see it. They have people going to the House of, you know, to the Capitol, state Capitol, and lobbying. Yeah. And we got to do those things on our behalf.
Absolutely. Well, you know, of course, you know, as an organization, we definitely will be very active with the upcoming, especially next year, not just locally, but on the national landscape, as us being a part of a national organization. But we will be spending time to get to know our elected officials, from school boards to city council to county legislature to New York State to the United States. We have to know, again, what legislation, what do they stand for? We need to be aware of that. So we definitely have to engage with our elected officials, because ultimately the decisions that they make are the ones that directly impact our communities where we want to open up our businesses. If our communities aren't sustainable, whether that be through the quality of life issues, socioeconomic issues, workforce development, career opportunities, all those things, it's all connected. There's no one thing that doesn't impact the next thing. It's all one tree, if you will. One branch is withering, then you gotta look at the whole tree. We have to be mindful. Every little thing that our neighbor does has, will, and can impact us. We have to get that connectivity back in terms of what we're doing to understand that what impacts one could impact us all.
Now, what is the Black Chamber of Commerce relationship with the regular Chamber of Commerce?
We work with them when there are mutually beneficial opportunities, when our audiences may need to be shared. Them being, doing this for years and years, and obviously there's a systemic or institution perspective where they've had a running head start. You know, so we're mindful of that. But again, everything we do is about relationships. So whether it's another chamber or our chamber, if there's a relationship, that's the most important thing. And then trying to understand what we have in common before what we started to look at, that's different. If a business owner needs a business plan and we're not doing something within that time frame, we know one of our other chambers may be. So we can pick up the phone because we have relationships with them and say, hey, one of our members needs A, B, and C. We've collaborated with the Capital Region Chamber on MWBE-related events. Okay.